Welcome to episode 545 of Fly Away. Over the past few years, we've been reminded time and again how much the world relies on travel. From supporting local economies to learning about new cultures, the experience that travel provides helps to make our world smaller and bring us closer together. Here at Outlander Travel, we've been proud to be a small part of bringing that to you through our weekly podcast. My name is Sandy, and this week I am joined by fellow Outlander travel agents Elizabeth and Anna. Sailing with Virgin Voyages is a fresh take on cruising, offering a chic, adults-only experience designed for relaxation and adventure. With stylish modern ships, all-inclusive perks like gourmet dining, fitness classes, Wi-Fi, and tips, every detail is curated to feel effortless. From sunrise yoga on the deck to late-night entertainment and vibrant port stops, Virgin Voyages blends luxury with a laid-back vibe that makes every sailing unforgettable. So let's get started. Yay, we're talking about Virgin again.
Hey, I love it.
I don't think you mentioned that it's adult only, 18 and up.
I did mention that.
Did you?
Yeah.
But we should mention it again.
Adult only. Yeah. Sorry, my bad.
We should totally mention it again, though.
I mean,
it's adult only.
There's no kids on this.
No children.
Not a single one.
So why are we talking about Virgin again, y'all? Because we have talked about them recently.
We have.
Does anybody want to reveal?
I don't know if it's a reveal because we revealed it last month, but we have decided to put together a group. Yay. Travel with your travel agents. And I'm very excited to say that quite a few Outlander travel agents are going on this. Yeah. I literally picked the date and said, come if you want. If it's just me, that's cool. And everybody's coming. So if you've ever wanted to talk about Pittsburgh in person with Sandy, now is the time.
I am so happy though, because I've been pushing for an Outlander retreat for a while now. So this is probably getting close to Outlander retreat territory.
Well, I mean, it depends on what you mean by Outlander retreat, because whenever you bring it up, I think you sort of mean, you know, a working trip, but I don't intend to work on this trip.
Okay. Well, okay. And bringing friends too. I'm actually bringing a friend on this one and not my husband. And I know I talked to another one of our agents today who had booked like two other cabins of friends too. So I think it's going to be a really fun time.
Yeah.
My husband and I have some friends that are coming. So
we're super excited. It is selling well, I have to say. We already had to pull in more cabins. So it's not like hundreds of people. We have limited inventory, but it's going to be a good group of people. So and just so you know, when you do a group cruise, if you're like, well, that sounds good, but I don't want to hang out with people, you do not have to hang out with us. You can hang out with us as much as you want. We're really fun in the cocktail bar, I can tell you that. We'll just say hey as we meet in the halls, but you can hang out as much as you want with us. So just because you're going with a group in quotes doesn't mean that you have to hang out with the group all the time. We don't intend to do that. I mean, anybody who knows me knows that I don't people a lot. So I will be sitting on a deck chair reading a book trying to pretend like Sandy is not talking to me personally.
About Pittsburgh.
And I'll be like, hey, Elizabeth. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Did you know that in Pittsburgh?
Well, okay. So there won't be any Steelers games going on during this, because let's talk about the dates. Can we?
And I would let Anna talk, but she has this raspy, like, Kathleen Turner thing going on.
We love Kathleen Turner. So I'm going to share the dates with you. We are sailing round trip out of San Juan, February 21st through the 28th. So it's a 7-night sailing. It visits some amazing ports. We're going to get into that as well in this podcast. But yeah, so it's February.
If you're worried you missed it, it's 2026.
Yes, so. 2026. Yes.
In case you're listening.
We've surpassed 2025. We're looking into 2026. In the middle of winter, get away from the cold.
Hang out with us in the warmth.
I love it.
That's the best time too. Yeah.
Sandy, do you want to talk a little bit about San Juan? Because I know that you have been there and really enjoy that port. So what are the advantages of going in and out of San Juan?
Well, for one thing, I mean, I think it's really easy to get to San Juan. Mm-hmm. And it's a little bit exotic in itself. I'm actually taking 2 nights prior because I haven't been there in a while. It's been a good chunk of time since I've actually been there. So I'm really excited. I've got 2 nights before. San Juan's a really walkable city, and Old San Juan especially, there's that fort there, and the food is amazing. It's just a really, it's a really good place to kick off your cruise. And when you kick off your cruise from San Juan, you can go further south on your 7-night cruise. So you hit some ports that you might not normally get to go to. So there's a couple of new to me ports on this too. So,
yes, yeah. Same. And that's one of the reasons I picked this itinerary, because it was interesting to me as someone who cruises a lot. I didn't want to do same old, same old. And, you know, even on Virgin, it's never same old, right? Virgin is always a little bit edgy. But I was really excited to go. Some of these places I haven't been. Some of these places I've been only once or twice, and I love them. So we can dig more into each port. But get that round trip out of San Juan is so important in the winter, because it is so far south that you're, you know, if you go to the Bahamas in the winter, the water is very pretty. The water is very cold. You know, so by going further south, we'll be able to swim in the ocean and not freeze our backsides off. So I'm very excited about that. The only challenge might be, you know, getting there from wherever you are, because if it's snowing where you are, that can sometimes cause issues. Fortunately, we live in North Carolina, so knocking on wood here, hopefully we'll be able to get out.
Well, and that's why I'm doing the 2 days, because I do want to spend a whole day at least in San Juan. And see some more stuff, eat some more stuff.
There's San Juan, you know, the Puerto Rico in general, you've got wildlife, you've got rainforest area, you've got the old town. So you have history, you have the rum distillery. So if you just want to drink, you can do that. There's beautiful beaches. So it's sort of, again, a destination that has something for everyone. So however you want to spend your time, there's an option for you.
Yeah.
And good food. Good food.
Really good food. Yeah. Good food. Nice. Okay. So let's talk about the itinerary.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, out of these five ports, I've only been to one of them. And
which one is that?
Same. Tortola. Same for me. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's been a while since I went to Tortola. I've been there twice, but it's been about 10 years since the last time I was there. So
I went to Tortola. That's a mouthful. 3 years ago. Okay. Went with another agent, Stacy, with Norwegian, and we went to Tortola. But I've not been to the others, so I'm really excited about that.
Yes. So you guys have not been to so we jumped right to the end. Tortola is the last port of call.
It is, yes, the last one. So
I'm going back to the beginning, which is a very good place to start, according to Julie Andrews. You haven't been to St. Martin? No. Neither one of you have been to St. Martin? Oh, interesting. So I've only been once, and we actually docked on the Dutch side and then went over to the French side. So if you don't know, St. Martin is actually spelled two different ways. And the reason it's spelled two different ways is because it's actually owned by two different countries. There's a Dutch half and there's a French half. I'm looking forward to going back. When we went the last time, we had very small children, and we went the time before, it was long enough ago that I really don't even remember it. It was just, it's sort of a blur. So I'm looking, and when we went the last time that I do remember, we had to douse ourselves in bug spray because it was during the Zika time. So we were so nervous the whole time.
Wow.
But we're looking forward to going and not fretting about that as much, I hope. Yeah. So that's the first stop. Second stop. Okay. You guys have not been there. I have been here.
I have not been. Bridgetown, Barbados.
Barbados. Yeah. Barbados is probably, of the islands I've been to, Barbados is my favorite.
Oh. Really? Why?
Okay.
It's so friendly. It's very safe. And it's really far south. So it's nice and warm. It reminds me a lot of Aruba in the sense that it's very warm and friendly, but it's a totally different, it's much more of a Caribbean culture. You know, Aruba is so Dutch that you can sort of forget about the Caribbean element. Barbados is Caribbean. It is just wonderful. Yeah. Wonderful.
Nice. Eddie Grant, Electric Avenue.
I know. When you go to the airport in Barbados, there are pictures of Rihanna and Eddie Grant up in the,
Oh, that's funny.
You know, it's like the past and the present. And then it goes on to Martinique. You guys know anything about Martinique?
No, never been there.
Tell us, Elizabeth.
French, for one thing.
Yeah.
Martinique is one of the places I have not been, so I'm very excited to go there. I have attended trainings and seminars on it. It sounds wonderful. So I'm really excited to go.
Nice.
Nice.
Very good.
And then
fourth stop, St. Antigua. John's. Antigua and Barbuda.
Yeah.
Antigua and Barbuda.
Barbuda, excuse me. Sorry.
I feel like it should be Antigua and Barbuda, but it's not. It's Antigua and Barbuda.
Barbuda. Gotcha.
Yes.
Really?
Leave it to me to butcher. I will butcher a name like nobody's business. Saying,
I mean, I knew Antigua, but I have been butchering Barbuda.
Yes.
We
had a workshop with Antigua and Barbuda last year, and they drilled it into us. So now know. And I have not been there. You guys said you haven't been there either, right?
No.
So we will be going to Antigua. Barbuda is a ferry right away. I don't know how feasible it is to go on this, you know, as a day trip. We haven't really examined that yet. We can talk a little bit more about excursions in a bit, but there's not a whole lot we can tell you yet because we haven't really, we weren't expecting this to be as popular as it was. I thought it was just going to be me. So
just sign me up and tell me when I'm going and where to show up. Yeah.
It doesn't surprise me because Virgin is such a great, fun, group cruise. I mean, it is a great cruise to go on with friends. So,
yeah.
And then Tortola. We will be, we've already talked about that. The one time I've been to Tortola, I was with Sandy and a couple other agents and we had a great time. We rented a Jeep and just drove around and it was really fun. There was a point where we thought that we had completely burned the brakes out on the Jeep. You remember that? Cause it's so hilly.
Yeah. Cause we had to drive over the top of the mountain.
Yeah. And then come down. Yeah. It was a little nerve wracking, but all right. So let's get to the stuff that you guys know really well, which is cabins. So just start off by saying that in our group, we have two cabin types where we have a fixed price on them. So when you go to our website to request a quote, you could go ahead and select one of those two cabin types, which are sea terraces and central sea terraces, assuming we still have any for sale. We have been selling out of them, but we do have some at the time of recording. But you aren't limited to those. So if you've already sailed on Virgin, or if you go look at a deck plan and you're like, I really want this kind of cabin and it's not listed as on the group, you can still come with us. You can still be in the group. We just have to quote you the going rate for that. We don't have a special group rate for that. So especially if you're interested in a Rockstar suite, then we definitely want you to experience that. And so that's something that we can absolutely put you in and sell to you as part of our group, and you would still get all the group benefits that we have. So Sandy, do you want to talk a little bit about Virgin standard cabins and what the difference is between Sea Terrace, Central to Sea Terrace, and XL Sea Terrace?
Yeah, so the Central and the Sea Terrace, I think it's just location that's the difference, right? Yeah, so the Central is going to be more central on the ship. Their cabins are laid out really cool. They're just a little bit more funky, I guess you'd say, than your standard cabins. One of the things I love about having a sea terrace on Virgin is the hammock that's on the balcony. Like such a cool place to hang out.
And they're so comfortable.
Chill. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Yeah.
And I want to point out that hammocks, for people of various sizes, it can be nerve wracking. It's like, oh, hammock, you know, I don't do well in a hammock. I'm too big. I'm too small. I'm too short. I'm too tall. I have not met any body type that has not been comfortable in these hammocks. They're fairly easy to get into. They're very comfortable. So do not worry. You will enjoy your hammock. The only thing is if you're sharing your room with somebody else, you'll be fighting over it because you only get one.
But you can buy one to take home with you if you can figure out how to install it at your house. Yeah. Yeah. And then the XL terrace is a bigger terrace. So, but I think we should talk about the Rockstar suites.
Well, and a bigger bathroom. The XL has a bigger bathroom too.
No. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
But Anna has actually experienced the Rockstar suite. So
tell us why we would want to book a Rockstar suite.
Okay. So there's a few reasons why you want to book a Rockstar suite. The first is you get priority embark and disembark. So when you see a line of people waiting to get on the ship, you get to just bypass them. When you're getting off the ship on your last day and there's a line of people waiting to exit, you bypass all of them. So you are priority. You get access to Richard's Rooftop, And that is a private area with a bar. There's hot tubs, seating. And every day from 5 to 6, there is a happy hour, which includes a really nice menu of just various beverages that are complimentary during the happy hour.
Cocktails, beer, wine.
There's champagne, cocktails, beer, wine, everything. It used to just be champagne, but they extended that menu, and it's a phenomenal menu, totally complimentary from 5 to 6 every day. And then you get your own rock star agent that is with you through the entire sailing. You will meet with him or her the day that you board the ship, while sipping on complimentary champagne. And they're there to answer questions, help you with anything. Our rockstar agent noticed something was like wonky with our like tab in our accounting. And he said, "Oh, it's fine. I fixed it. You're good." We didn't have to do anything. Like, they're phenomenal. And the cabins are amazing. The rock stars, and you get, so also in your rock star, I'll mention just one final thing. You get, it's either 5 or 6, I have to go back and look at my notes, bottles of liquor in your room. You get your own curated bar, and on the day that you get on the ship, you can curate it to however you want. You can swap stuff out. So I swapped out a bottle of liquor for a couple of bottles of wine. Nice. So, yeah, and that's great. So, some fun little perks. Yeah.
And there isn't just one type of Rockstar suite. There are several. So there are smaller ones, there's larger ones, there's some that are like corner suites, and, you know, so there's a variety. Yeah. So if you think that getting a Rockstar suite just means top suite, period. No, there's a range of those.
There's like entry level suites.
So if that's something that you're interested in, then there is a place on our website when you are looking at the different cabin types, and you'll see the Central Sea Terrace and the Sea Terrace, unless they're sold out, and we'll remove them at that point. And then there's another block that says, "I want a different cabin type. You know, let me talk to me and we'll figure out what I want." And we can do that, because Virgin also has some solo cabins. So if that's something you're looking for, we definitely don't want you to miss out on the fun. If you really want to come and you just don't have anybody to travel with you, they do have some really nice solo cabins where you're not paying double to stay in the cabin. They're built for one person, and you don't have to fight over your hammock if you have a balcony. So there's that.
Yeah, I think they're mostly sea view, right? The solos?
I think so. You might be right. So actually it is sea view and inside, I think, are the two. So so you don't get a hammock. Never mind. But
hang out in my hammock if you want.
Yeah, or if somebody gets a Rockstar suite, we can all just hang out in their room.
Especially if they get the big balcony Rockstar
suite. Yeah, exactly.
So, get one of the megas.
Yes, yeah,
the corner.
We encourage you to do that. But there's plenty of public spaces to hang out too. So again, don't worry if you want to get a smaller cabin and you're not sure you'd spend a lot of time in there. You're probably right, because there's plenty to do around the ship.
Yeah, and there's beautiful spaces.
And so there's great entertainment. There is dining, and it's basically specialty dining, but not at an additional cost. So there's several restaurants, and you can go to a different one every night. And you do make reservations ahead of time. And once we have our group a little bit more together, we'll sort of talk about that. But one of the perks of booking with us is we will all dine together in Razzle Dazzle one night. And if you don't know what Razzle Dazzle is, it is a vegetarian forward menu, but it has a naughty menu as well. So there is meat available. So if you're a little worried that you're not going to get your protein, that you don't want to eat tofu, don't worry.
Yeah, because I'm a little naughty. Yeah. I like my meat.
Okay, but tofu is protein, right? I mean,
if you want real protein.
All right. Well, okay, let's talk about, for people who are not familiar, some of the other inclusions that you get automatically with Virgin.
Good plan. Tell us.
Yes. Okay, so Wi-Fi is included. Yay. Hurrah. There's
because
no
it's a right.
Yeah, it's a God-given right. There's the gratuities are included, the fitness classes, and you know, this includes like the spin classes. They have the that bungee class where you're like strapped up to these like scarfy things and you're bouncing all over the place. Maybe I'll try that. Mm-hmm. We'll see. It's like goals.
Elizabeth's gonna do it.
No.
Yeah, we're gonna sign up together. It's gonna be fun. Yeah.
Nope. Now, some of them you do have to sign up because obviously with that class or like a spin class, there's a limited number of you know, equipment or whatever. But
it is complimentary. It's included.
Yeah. So. And then there's like sunrise yoga. You know, my friend went every night or every morning, sorry, on our last cruise and she didn't sign up. She just said that she just showed up. And so, yeah, don't be scared to just show up to that. But, bar tabs, like another thing they do. And when Virgin first talked about their bar tab and how it was going to work, I wasn't totally on board with this because I was used to having a drink package. But I'm a fan of the bar tab because if you're somebody, I have people ask me all the time, well, the person with me doesn't drink, so I don't want to buy two drink packages. Well, this kind of solves that problem. So you can buy bar tab in advance and you get a little bit of extra bar tab to spend. And then if you run out, you just buy drinks, you know, like mm-hmm. It's not, yeah, it's very low pressure. I actually really like the way they do their bar tab.
Yeah. And you can buy a bar tab based on what you believe that you'll drink. And we can advise you on that. Just, you know, we can talk through what you drink, but generally, if you're beer and wine, you're going to pay less than $10 a drink. And if you are cocktails, you'll probably pay in the 12 to 15, sometimes 18 range. They sort of boast that their cocktails are the same as landside cocktails as far as price, but that's Miami prices. So, they do have some expensive cocktails, but they also have a lot of top shelf stuff too. So, you know, because you're not limited with a drink package, you can only get a drink up to, you know, $15. If you want to have a, you know, one really good scotch one night, you can do that. And it just comes off your bar tab.
Yeah.
So. Well, I like that you can share it too, because you have some couples that, you know, you might have one that, you know, one spouse that only drinks like maybe a drink here, a drink there, not very much. And the other might, you know, drink more. You can totally share it. So I like that too.
And in fact, you do share it. It is on the cabin, not on the person. So it doesn't, you know, so one person can use all of it and the other person not use any of it. And that's totally fine.
Yep. That's a good one. So that's how that works. But I think it does work well.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
Yep. And you can go ahead and pay for a bar tab as soon as you book, or you can wait, as you know, you can do it up until you embark pretty much. There's going to be a time limit, but, you know, you don't have to decide today how much money you want to put on that bar tab. And there are, if you, you know, spend X amount, then you get X amount bonus, and that can change sometimes with specials. So we don't really want to quote it just in case it changes between when we're recording this and when you book your cruise, but we can talk you through that as well.
Mm-hmm. I literally added bar tab on right before I stepped on board. There was like one big banner that said, "This is your last chance." And my husband and I looked at each other and we're like, we probably should just do it. You know, so we just stepped aside and added some bar tab.
Well, and I will say I did a 5-night cruise with three of my girlfriends, and the woman I was rooming with, we've been friends since college. And she looked at me, she was like, "I don't know that we're going to go through all this money." Like two and a half days and it was gone. So granted, it was a girl's trip and we were also younger at that time. So at this point, you know, I don't need my bar tab to be as high. I believe in quality over quantity at this point. But and again, the beer and wine is very reasonable, and that's what I tend to drink with dinner.
That's what I tend to drink too, like beer and seltzers and stuff. So yeah, my drinks are usually not that pricey. So
yeah.
Cool.
So I also wanted to mention, because, you know, this is just coming together, we will eventually, once you book in, we'll have a Facebook group to invite you to if you want to join that. But we'll also do some emails to keep you informed. And then once we are pretty sure we know about how many people are going, we might talk about doing a group excursion or two in these ports, that we can plan something that is exclusive to our group. And of course, because it's us, we're going to plan something awesome. So stay tuned for that. We don't have anything planned right now. Again, I was kind of worried that this would just be me when I started it. So I just was being very conservative in my thinking about it. But we definitely want to consider some group tours, and we might even look at something in San Juan for the day before. I could go for a food tour in San Juan. I don't know about you guys.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds fun.
Anything but like a waterfall hike that involves rappelling and rafting.
And I don't like taking him on waterfall hikes because he has been known to fall down waterfalls. It's happened twice now. So we're not going to do that.
I'm not going to feel like I'm going to die again. Just kidding. Just kidding. Yeah.
But this is definitely good for you. You know, you can come as a couple, you can come as a solo, you can come with girlfriends. If you want to book three or four cabins and bring a whole gaggle of your friends, totally fine. You know, bring the guys, whatever, however you want to do it, bring your college friends. It's very flexible, kinds of entertainment.
Don't bring your kids.
Just don't bring your kids. Nobody.
Unless they're adult children.
They're 18 or over, then they can come. And by the way, the drinking age still is 21 on the ship, even though they're 18. So, they get a bracelet.
I did not know that. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Interesting.
Yep.
All right. Cool. Anything else we need to mention about it?
The one thing which we will need to put in the show notes, because it's kind of hard to give a URL on a podcast, is we do have a website that you can go to, and you literally can sign up and approve your payment all the way through if you're picking one of the cabins that's in our group. Otherwise, you can sign up most of the way and then ask for that group, that quote for the different kind of cabin, and we can get that off to you. You can select your Outlander travel agent, and then they will get back in touch with you. It is a little bit of a manual process, meaning I have to let your Outlander travel agent know that they have a trip. So, I'm a little bit of a bottleneck, but I would try to be really quick. So feel free to also reach out directly to your favorite Outlander travel agent. They can direct you as well if finding it in the show notes is just too difficult to do. So
I'm so excited. I think this is going to be great, and I really hope a lot of people do join us, because we're a fun group. Trust me.
We really are a lot of fun.
especially me.
Mostly me, but a little bit more, a little bit Elizabeth, but mostly me.
Anna, by the way, 8 p.m. I am the most fun.
So. You know what? I've got you until about 10. So,
late night Anna.
Well, we're recording this at 9 and I'm already like flagging. So I think it's time we wrap this up.
Should probably wrap it up.
Alrighty. All right. Well, that is our show for this week. Thanks for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of OutlanderTravel.com. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts, we would love to hear from you. On behalf of Elizabeth, Anna, and myself, Sandy, thank you for joining us this week. Gotta fly.